That would put the no vote at 28%. So the referendum on the proposals for a new government structure in Northern Ireland, Ireland and links with Britain, Scotland and Wales has resulted in a 71% yes vote. So those exit polls that predicted endorsement by some 70% were quite accurate. An historic day in Northern Ireland. Indonesia says they shouldn't get a dime until they show political reform. Last night, after dark, army troops entered parliament, driving students out with sticks. They had been occupying the parliament for 6 days. A 15-year-old boy is charged with 4 counts of aggravated murder and the deaths of his parents and 2 schoolmates in Oregon. His name is Kip Kinkle. He is accused of a shooting spree on Thursday at a high school, the 7th recorded this school year in the U.S. The leadership of the United Church of Canada is calling on its members to stop trying to convert Jews to Christianity. This means that they're not to interpret the Bible in ways that lead to negative stereotyping of Jews. The statement rejects the notion that Christianity is superior to or a replacement for Judaism. In Alberta, lightning is making the forest fire situation worse. 42 new fires are reported this weekend as 1,400 people fight the blazes. And 60 are known dead from the earthquakes in Bolivia, more than 100 still missing. Rescue attempts are complicated by massive landslides. AM 600 weekend weather calls for sunshine, increasing cloudiness this afternoon in northwest winds, temperatures in the low 20s. Down to 8 tonight. Tomorrow, again, variable skies and a high of 21. It is 20 degrees in Montreal at 11:05. I'm Hudson Foga. I'll be back with news at noon on AM 600.
Last year, Carl Pavano was named the International League's number one pitching prospect. He was a property of the Boston Red Sox. He was acquired by the Expos in the Pedro Martinez deal, and tonight at Olympic Stadium, Carl Pavano will make his Major League debut. The big 6'5" right-hander will go against the Major League's strikeout leader, Curt Schilling. Schilling, for the Phillies, is 5-4 and a sparkling 1.99 ERA. So an interesting matchup, Pavano in his big league debut, the veteran Curt Schilling for the Phillies, and broadcast time will be 6:45 with Elliott Price and Joe Cannon with all of the action here on AM 600.
Labatt 50 Expos Baseball is brought to you in part by Sarah Picasso, A.N. Deringer, Audiotronic, Baton Rouge, Bernstein & Bernstein, RS Quality Meats, and Cam Internet.
Bet your kids love Barney on TV. Bet they'll love him even more in person. Every Saturday morning, 9 till 11, he's there to greet the kids at Picasso. Saturday family breakfast plus Barney at Ser Picasso, 6810 St. Jacques, west of Cavendish. Always open when you're hungry.
CIQC.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Let's do it.
Rock and roll. Another holiday.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Travel World. We're here with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, newest member of our team, Eden Latrondo, and we have the pleasure to welcome a very special guest, whom we will introduce in a few moments. For now, we have a few topics to discuss today.
Yeah, we'll be talking later on about Vancouver and Victoria and Whistler, but just want to finish up some of the things that I did last weekend in Toronto. Of course, as we mentioned last week.
Are you going to describe everything you've done in Toronto?
Well, no. the Nutcracker suite, yes.
With your ballerina.
No, we didn't see the ballet this time, but did see Rent at the Royal Alex, and as we continue to mention...
Rant or Rent?
Rent. Rant is something I do quite often myself, but no, Rent, and it was very good, Royal Alex Theatre, and you can check out the Mervish Productions website, www.onstagenow.com, to keep up to date with all of the particular theatrical events which are crossing the stage at the Royal Alex and the Princess of Wales Theatre, because, of course, going to Toronto have to include the theatre. And the Mirvishes, nobody has revitalized the theatre scene in Toronto more than Ed and David Mirvish.
And no discussion of Toronto would be complete without mentioning Villarreal. I myself went last weekend to Hamilton, in fact, to visit the folks, and you also took the Villarreal, so...
Oh, yeah, you can't... Right on time... You can't beat it. I mean, 4 hours. You don't have to worry about, you know, all those air traffic control delays, or, you know, the crew didn't show up, or the number of other excuses you get when you fly. When was the last time on the Dash 8 they served you a choice of Coquille Saint-Jacques or beef tenderloin? I mean, they none of these fudgios and bags of peanuts. It's a full meal served at your seat, choice of three entrees. You just can't beat the relaxing experience
and
the train
is. And
you
can still get Fudgios if you want them. But you get on this thing, and you're sitting in the VO1, which is worth the price. Go VO1 first class, because you're going to get a choice of three hot meals no matter when you travel. It's not like it's 6 o'clock on Midway Airlines, and instead of getting regular peanuts, you get honey roasted. But what you get, choice of three meals, you have an appetizer, a real salad, you get pretty well any beverage you want, and including the alcoholic beverages are free. Now, I don't drink, but I've seen some people down quite a few beers. They offer you your choice of Grand Marnier or some other liqueur. And this is all the way down on the train.
Right, they kept coming
anything
by my
want.
Seat, you know, to have some wine, finish the meal with Bailey's Irish Cream, have as many chocolates after the meal to, you know, just have lean back and relax. And that's what the train is all about. Stayed at the Royal York, as we did the show there last week. And again, this is a lot of the improvements that Canadian Pacific Hotels have done for the business traveler. They're not nickel and diming you to death. Free local phone calls. They have office supplies in the room. You get free incoming fax. You're not getting charged because somebody decided to send you a fax that you didn't ask for. The coffee maker in the room, a very nice room. We had a one bedroom suite, sixth floor, had a great view overlooking Lake Ontario and the Toronto Islands. So you could actually see the Dash arriving 3 hours late.
And it's right next to the train, so you have downtown to downtown service.
Yes, connected underground. There's a walkway, so you don't have to go outside. You're connected indoors to a multitude of shops and the underground city, and the subway is right there, so you can really get to any corner of the city within practically minutes. And just around a block away at the corner of Yonge in front of the Hockey Hall of Fame, I'd been to it many, many years ago when it was on the CNE grounds. So I went to the new location. It's around twice the size. A lot of interactive exhibits, a lot of different things that you can do, particularly if you go with a family. You'll see a lot of fathers with their sons, you know, practicing their slap shots. And they have a whole resource library, so you can check information on pretty well anyone who ever played hockey. But I didn't have time. I only spent around an hour and a half there. I could have spent 3 or 4 hours. I did not have time to check the career of Norm Westlake. So
the career of Norm Westlake.
I will have to
the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I would have to wait another week.
We
do
have
that.
To welcome back behind the console the one and only Chad, who's the super engineer, and he came back from racing last week, Key Motorsports. And he was also mentioning, you know, with all this stuff going on with Chrysler and Mercedes and all that, you must say that Ron, Neil, and Phil from Key Motorsports must be really happy to have some great diehard Chrysler fans that are there. What do you say, Chad?
It's the way to be. Mopar power.
Mopar power. That's the way to go, huh? So going down to Florida, Chad phoned us in. It was a beautiful 88 degrees. And how did your racing team do, Chad?
We did not bad. Actually, we placed fourth both races, qualifying second beforehand. So, you know, it wasn't bad all in all.
How was the trip up and down?
Yeah, it was interesting. I'll say it was interesting.
Oh, yeah? What was her name, Chad?
Don't get me in more trouble, all right? Thanks.
Well, speaking of getting Chad into trouble, actually, there was many emails in response to Chad winning the best massage in Montreal. Of course, Stephen and I have no idea why, but all these women seem to know. In fact, some of them have sent in songs and lyrics and things like that, poems, ode to Chad, as it were. Even Stephanie wants to give Chad a special haircut. So, Chad, this is definitely your 15 minutes of fame.
Right, everyone has that moment. And talking one another place in Toronto, went to Accents Restaurant at the Sutton Place. Remember, we went to the Sutton Place years and years ago. It
was love the Sutton Place.
Very nice hotel.
A nice haunt of Jay Rubenstein.
Yes, we went with a number of important Montrealers at the time. But they've changed the style of their restaurant. They've downsized it to be a more intimate restaurant focusing on Mediterranean-style cuisine. It's called Accents. And Toronto Life magazine, in their Where to Dine Out column, gave it 3.5 out of 4 stars, the only downtown hotel to achieve that rating. And this, you know, sometimes you go to a hotel dining room and the service is kind of stuffy, or, you know, very friendly, very personable people. They wanted to make a very good time, but without being so full of themselves. And the food was great. You could choose like lobster and pastry with artichokes and seared salmon, and start off with a tapas platter for your appetizer. Very nice restaurant. Highly recommend Accents at the Sutton Place on Bay Street.
Definitely. So that was how we did when we went back. We want to introduce our very special guest today. We have in studio the lovely, the beautiful smile lights up the room, Sandra Phillips. Welcome back to Travel World, Sandra. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
So you're telling us about the S&M Museum?
Yes. That was in Whistler.
We got to go see.
Yeah, we'll sign up on the next tour.
You got to be closer to the mic there.
I think I'd rather sign up on that tour.
You know better than that, radio man and everything.
Than this piece of information that crossed my desk, inviting me on a press trip to Victoriaville and the Leather Museum. I think I'll pass on that one.
I will only go to the Leather Museum if it's sponsored by a certain specialty leather company.
Street, yes.
A certain store in St. Hubert Street, yes. And, of course, the lead-out music today, as we're leading into our commercials, is very specially chosen by one of our listeners for Chad, in honor of him. So pay attention to all three commercial breaks. And we also have a little bit of a contest. We have a commercial parody inserted in the commercial breaks. The listeners are invited to email us here at the studio, onair@ciqc.com, or you can email us at travelworld@reporters.net, all one word, lowercase letters. And tell us, what was the commercial parody that you heard? If you hear the commercial parody, you get it right, you send it to us, we'll give you a Pizza Danini coupon.
Yes, you just have to send it to us during the week. You pick out which commercial was a parody, and we'll invite you to lunch at or dinner at Pizza Danini, which is Montreal-style pizza at its finest. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to call, 383-6000, piping hot, oven fresh, at your door in 30 minutes or less. 383-6000, Pizza Danini.
Let's play the Ode to Chad. Please don't make it wrong. Just stay. CIQC Montreal.
Hi from Brie-Matineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada and Kirkland. I'm Lita Polson. Nice to meet everybody dropping by to say hi. As a matter of fact, did you know they're open today till 5 o'clock? But tomorrow, especially 9 to 5, because it's their Beat the GST event all this weekend on furniture. Remember, Sunday at 5, this big event is over. And don't forget to drop by and browse with friends. If you're looking for home appliances and you're looking for the new generation of laundry appliances, they have it here at Brie-Matineau with a new level of advanced fabric care and performance and a new level of elegant design, too. Just gorgeous. The home appliances here are stunning. Drop by for a Gibson 18 cubic foot refrigerator, adjustable shelves, reversible doors, fruit and vegetable crispers, glass top for $649, the general 7.2 cubic foot capacity chest freezer with low energy consumption, only $299, and plus with the purchase of this freezer, you receive two baskets free. All sorts of stuff going on here, all sorts of promotions at Brie-Matineau, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
The 21st century has arrived in Quebec at Hair Raisers. And you're not going to believe your eyes. It's a revolution in tanning technology. And it's at 80 Donaghanie in Pointe-Claire. Hair Raisers introduces, straight from Europe's premier tanning salons, the amazing SunSport Sunbed. The SunSport Sunbed at Hair Raisers will give you a tan like you've never seen before in just 3 sessions. Then, go back and use the SunSport Sunbed just once or twice a month. Believe it, the tan you get at Hair Raisers lasts 4 times longer than a conventional tan. The SunSport Sunbed meets all federal regulations, and it's the only high-speed UVA tanning bed in Quebec. Even if you've never been able to tan before, the SunSport Sunbed will give you unbelievable results. Guaranteed. See Hair Raisers in Pointe Claire at 80 Donegany. For more information, call 426-5816. That's 426-5816. Hair Raisers, for all your beauty needs from head to toe. Both ladies and men welcome at Hair Raisers.
AM 600, CIQC.
Hello, and welcome to the Burger Barn.
No, I still understand you. Let's try it again.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the Burger Barn.
Much better.
This now, man is learning how to become a professional intercom announcer. Yes, there are hundreds of immediate openings for annoying and inarticulate people just like you. And after just 6 short weeks at the School of Intercom Announcing, you too will be ready to frustrate thousands. We'll teach you how to blow into a microphone, how to obscure key words in important announcements.
This is the final boarding call for singing, Miles Horn, Butterfly, and Google City.
With your PA degree from SIA, you'll be on your way to low paying jobs in discount stores, malls, airports, even restaurants. The School of Intercom Announcing. Just dial 1-800-245-6060 today.
We're talking with Tanya at Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory in Marche de l'Ouest. And summertime is in the air, Tanya.
Come and taste our creamy, smooth, 100% natural ice cream and sorbets. Of course, we always have our delicious homemade fudges and our crunchy brittles. And it's never too warm for our freshest chocolates, whether it's our bear paws or our cute little hedgehogs. It's such a treat to visit our store, especially for our sugar-free chocolates.
Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory for the finest in handmade chocolates and amazing ice cream in Marche de l'Ouest.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
Travel World. AM 600.
Nothing but a good time. We're having a good time here on Travel World. Welcome back with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Sander Phillips, Eden Letrondo. The whole gang of us are all here. Prosper Bannon is busy working today, poor guy. So we're going to welcome him back next week with his guitar and the melodious tones. And, of course, we're having lots of fun with Chad here. So wait till you hear what we got for him lined up next break.
Right, that's who's, what they look forward online? To.
Lisa Wick is online. Who's Lisa Wick?
Maybe Lisa Witt.
Lisa Witt.
Oh,
Lisa Witt, as in Maddie Witt, as she, the knitting company. Lisa, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Well, what can we do for you today, Lisa?
Steven, Willem?
Yes.
Hi. I'm just wondering if maybe we could announce to your listeners that there's a New England kiosk information going on at Rockland.
Well, no,
sure,
we don't want to announce that to our listeners. I mean, who would want to know that there's a New England kiosk opening up at Rockland Center, Lisa?
Just to pick up some information today?
Of course. Come on, go on. I'm just teasing you. Yeah, okay.
Come on, yes. Come on. We're just teasing.
Talk.
Am I on the air?
Oh, yes. You're on the air. Thousands of Montrealers are listening to your every word with bated breath where they can meet the illustrious Manny and Lisa Witt.
Do you want to know who is running that wonderful knitting company?
Yeah, that's very funny. Actually, my father's running it today, so there you go. You can come by and visit Manny Witt.
That's right.
So that's at Rockland Center.
Yes, it's going to be on till 5 today.
You can meet Manny Witt, the man himself. Hey, John is walking in. How you doing, John?
And you can get all the information you need on the 6 New England states, planning your summer vacation, all some of those off-the-beaten-path places that we only dream about. So.
But don't tell them about Hampton Beach and Seabrook, eh? That's our little secret.
Hampton Beach will be there.
And Seabrook. That's our little secret.
Lots of great places in New England to plan your summer vacation.
Yeah.
And you get to meet Lisa Witt herself.
No, I won't be there today.
Come on, Lisa.
Okay, I'll stop by.
All right, good.
Thanks, guys.
So if you're out and about today...
You can never know who's going to drop in right here on Travel World.
They just pick up the phone, they call, and they say...
They don't realize they'll be right on the air.
right on the air, passing along their word. But if you're out around Rockland Center today and you're shopping there, pick up your New England information.
I'm all excited because Sandra's in the studio. You notice how I get all sweaty when she's in the studio.
And she'd been to a lot of places that, you know, some of them we've been to, Vancouver and Victoria and Whistler, and
probably hasn't done the same things we've done.
No, no. But that's why everyone's trip is a different experience.
Yes. So Sandra, tell us all about it. You were telling us. I'm excited.
Let's start with
I never looked at the three as a combined trip. It's so easy to get from one to the other to the other. You shouldn't just think I'm going to Whistler. You have to do it all. You know, you have to get the three because they're very accessible. Like to go to Whistler, if you land at the airport, you just take a bus right from the airport. You could take a bus from your hotel. You could actually take a float plane. Now, isn't that an elegant way to land?
Yeah, AirBC, the little float plane.
Yeah.
Stephen didn't want to get on it.
No. it looked nice, yes.
That was fun.
Well, actually, I came back from Victoria by a seaplane. That was my first experience. And if you guys know, I'm not good at flying. That's putting it mildly. I was really scared, but so the pilot put me in the co-pilot seat. You know?
Oh, boy.
And said, if there's an emergency, I'm going to ask for your help.
I just want to know how they flicked the vomit off the controls.
That must be at the whale watching tour too.
Yeah, well, they can combine it in both. You take the float plane, you can get your turbulence and then land and then go whale watching and get your seasickness.
Don't worry, if you travel with us, Sandra, we'll keep you busy in the lavatory.
Yeah. And no, anyway, so I went up to Whistler now and you would say, like, why?
Because no one is winter destination.
Whistler's a great place, isn't it?
Yeah, I never realized that these places still open, you know, through all the other seasons and do all kinds of neat things. Like, for instance, you can still ski and golf in the same day.
Ooh.
Now, that's pretty neat. You get up, you do your, you know, a couple of runs, and in the afternoon you just play golf. And then you could have a heli picnic.
A heli picnic?
Or
a hell of a picnic?
Both.
Okay.
Because it's just you and your special person. They take you up in a helicopter to a secret, secluded spot by a lake. They have pre-placed the canoes, and you could just have a lovely afternoon. They give you a picnic lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, these are all kinds of things. There's biking. There's water rafting. There's pedal boats. There's horseback riding. How about this is for you guys, gravity biking. I never heard of this
gravity
one.
Biking?
You know what this one is?
What? They throw you out of a plane on a bicycle?
Right.
What?
Close.
They take you
up on the ski gondola at the top of the mountain. So you only have to come down on the bike. You never have to go up.
Oh, okay. That's a little like when I was about 10 years old and I got on Centennial Mountain, which was built in 1978. Haha. And now I was 12 years old at the time. And we got on my bicycle. My friend, of course, didn't bother braking when he went down. Because you go down this steep hill, right? Now they got a fence around it, to prevent people like us doing what we did.
Right.
But we got on top of this hill. And my buddy Michael's on the top. He comes down. No brakes. Goes down to the bottom, little bump. Boom! There's like four little donuts. Gets launched. Bike is over here. Mike is over there. And I'm going, Mike, are you okay?
I hope he lived to tell the tale. Some kids don't.
Well, he just got up, brushed it off, and said, oh, that was fun. I want to do it again.
Well, that could certainly happen if you go down a big mountain and don't have good brakes.
Gravity biking. Well, at least your wheels are contacting the ground.
Another one for you at Whistler, and you can't go to this. It's at Shadow Whistler, Girls Night In.
Ooh.
Guys not invited. So
guys
the girls
in the closet.
Get away for the weekend. They give you like a movie video and popcorn and treatments at the spa. That's the kind of thing that ladies like to hear about.
Oh, that's perfect for me.
Get Chad all dressed up in drag. He'll go with one
He's
of the
planning for the to take his trip.
He'll go with one of the guys from Key Motorsports.
Yeah.
What
was that name? Marie-José or the girl from Key Motorsports that you wished happy birthday to?
That's it, Marie-José.
Marie-José. You take her up on the mountain.
No, that's my boss's girlfriend. Shh.
So? Does he know?
Now he does.
Now he does.
Anyway.
Sorry, Phil.
Yeah, from there, I went on to Victoria by BC Ferry. BC Ferry's coming out with a new catamaran ferry. I think it's
a catamaran ferry?
Yep. And it's going to cut a half hour off the hour and a half trip, so you can just zip over to Victoria.
Neato.
And you could also do day trips from Vancouver. You could get on a bus in the morning to the ferry, get to see Bouchard Gardens, get to see the Empress for tea, zip around downtown and actually, you know, be on the bus, be on the ferry, be back in your hotel.
Ooh.
So you could do it for a day if you really don't want to spend a lot of time, but there's more to do.
Yeah, because people just go, and when they take that bus tour, they go see the gardens,
right,
and they walk around for an hour or so in downtown Victoria, The Provincial Museum is something you really have to see in Victoria.
I'm glad you brought that up because they took me on a bat catching expedition.
Bat catching?
Now, I'm not Miss Nature Lady, so this was very brave of me. At night, the naturalists go into a park in the dark. You're liking this already, I can see. There's no one else around. And they've got a bat net up.
And they're going, abracadabra, I am a bat.
They caught about 20 bats. The two girls, not guys, catch the bats in their bare hands. They put them in socks.
In socks?
Well, they're studying
them. And they leave them in your sleeping bag to discover that night?
It was wonderful. I'm not afraid of bats anymore after going through this. First of all, they're little and they're cute. They measure them and they want to see what kind of bat species they have around the area.
I don't know. I keep thinking of that Indiana Jones movie where Kate Capshaw looks up and she goes, oh, look at all the birds. And then she looks closer and then you see in focus that, oh, no, they're bats.
Well, I think bats, if I had a choice between bats and snakes, I'd choose the bats. So that's the lesser of two evils.
And according to the lecture we were given, they don't fly into your hair. That was the other thing I learned. And if it wasn't for bats, you wouldn't have chicklets.
Chicklets?
Yeah.
Chicklets.
Chicklets, you wouldn't have mangoes, bananas, all kinds of things that they work in the fertilizing cycle of. I'll put that nicely.
In the fertilizing cycle of?
So bats are important to us. Anyway, that was
what's the connection between bats and chicklets?
They help fertilize the chickle trees.
Chickle trees?
Oh, there's always some listener who would think that they actually chopped up bats and that's what you were chewing. No.
The next time you bite into
we'll be getting a letter from Standard Brand saying, no, that's not, okay. That's not how you make
chicklets. We don't chicklets. Make chicklets out of bats.
And there's also the Leonardo da Vinci exhibit coming to that museum this October, and it's the only place in Canada that exhibit's going to be.
Really?
So I've lots to do there. Also, I went to a First Nations Cowichan Native Village where we had salmon smoked on a fire the way it was done.
Sandra, could you hold that thought? Because we got to talk about pizza.
Yeah, from salmon to pizza. I don't think you can get a salmon pizza yet, but Pizza Danini. But
sure.
There's so many different varieties.
Somebody's working
on it. You just call one number, 383-6000. Have it piping hot, oven fresh at your door. 30 minutes or less, call now. It's 11:30 in Montreal, 12 noon, lunchtime. Your pizza will be at your door. 383-6000, Pizza Danini.
And another ode to Chad from a loyal listener. We're not done with you yet.
So we found this hotel. It was a place I knew well. We made magic that night.
Oh, Chad
did everything right.
Chad. T-shirt. You ought to feel lucky. Most people don't even get a T-shirt.
AM600 Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, Massal Therapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Where quality always meets low prices for 38 years, I'm Lita Poulsen, and we are broadcasting this weekend from Brille Martineau on St. Charles Corner, the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. Now, whether you're interested in furniture, where it's the Beat the GST on all furniture in-store, or you're interested in TVs, electronics, we've got it all for you here at Brille Martineau with free delivery within 200 kilometers, even on Sundays. And you buy now, you pay only in April 1999. And drop by and get plugged into Beam. I'm talking, of course, about Beam's central vacuum cleaners. You can choose from one of the four models and get the system that's best suited to your home and also your cleaning needs too. You don't need to drag around this messy vacuum cleaner. You can drop by and check out Beam. And on promotion this weekend, the Beam central vacuum system, 404 watt air power, 11 amp motor, and self-cleaning Dacron filter for $469, accessories included. We're broadcasting today from Brille Martineau, St. Charles Corner, the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Got big plans for the weekend? You do now, thanks to the Gazette. Introducing Weekender, an all-new Gazette section every Saturday. Weekender brings you a fresh, colorful look at things to do on the weekend. Lively information on health and fitness, tempting food features, a terrific restaurant guide, plus lots of ideas for great family outings. And be sure to enter our new mortgage-free contest.
The Gazette's new Weekender section every Saturday. It's the cure for the common weekend.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Most people have a physical every year, but when was the last time you had a financial physical? If you have an investment or RRSP portfolio, make sure you know all the facts about your investments. One way to do that is to listen to The Money Show, Sundays from 5 to 6 with Babis Chronopoulos on AM 600. Another way to get the best investment advice is to order the free special reports from Investors Group. Learn all you need to know about RRSPs and tax planning. Call 1-888-829-2725. That's 1-888-829-2725.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name?
Oh, Chad. Welcome back to Travel World. We're having a rocking good time here on Saturday morning with Vic Phillips in Toronto.
Well, he's
Willem Bagley, Stephen Pickford, Sandra Phillips. Geez, we're trying to out-Vic here, I guess.
Yes.
And, Eden is in studio, and Sandra Phillips brought a nice bag of goodies here.
Okay. Yeah, some of those things from her trip
to
Victoria and Vancouver.
You can't go traveling without buying
shopping is an integral part of
these jellies
traveling.
And lubes. My goodness. What is this furry thing here?
It's a toque. Well, feel it. No. Feel it up.
Oh, well, that's not the sock that they put the bat in, is it?
Do you feel any lumps in it?
No lumps. It feels just perfect. Nice.
No, actually, that's a special kind of toque. Because inside it, this guys on radio should like this. This toque I bought there has earphones in it.
Earphones?
So, yeah, so when it's all that drizzle out there in Vancouver and you have your little hat on, you can still listen to your radio show.
Ooh, that's cool. So it's got everybody buy one of these so you can listen to Travel World better.
My kids think it's great.
I want to see that again.
Okay, and that's some.
This is a wooden thing?
Yeah, can you bang that?
Can I? Don't ask me that question too often.
It's a family show. I'll have you know.
Yeah, I know, Jack. Look at that.
That's my new doorbell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you hang that on your front door. Instead of the people banging, they play you a nice little musical tune. That I got from Vancouver Island. A lot of native crafts out in Vancouver and Victoria.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen something like that before. It's quite unique.
Yeah, and it wasn't terribly expensive. I think it was about $39. And you'd pay that much for a doorbell. Do we have to listen to that whole song?
Okay, you give me a toy like this, and I want to bang.
Yes, Willem, can you play Long Ago and Far Away on that?
Actually, I can.
I shouldn't have asked.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier about the bus tours to Victoria and how you do the gardens in the Empress Hotel for tea. The Empress Hotel, you could do tea for about $30, but the secret bargain is back in the back club room. There's a midday curry buffet. It's called the Bengal Lounge. and it's all done with leather evoking colonial India. $14.95, all you can eat. A lot better deal.
Right, better deal.
Wow,
all you
that's
can
pretty
eat.
Good.
And you get, and you still get the ambiance and be part of a tradition in Victoria.
Yeah, and right across the street you can kayak. Did you know you could go skiing in Victoria Island? Vancouver Island. I never realized that. Whale watching. And the Cousteau Society has rated it second to the Red Sea for deep sea diving right here in Canada.
The underwear world of Jacques Cousteau.
That's right.
This is pretty cool. I'm taking a look inside this toque, and you've got these headphones buried in the side.
Oh, so now you like the toque before you tossed it away.
I didn't toss it away. I never toss things away.
I thought you'd go right for the beer bottle. You surprised me by going for the
toque. I don't drink.
Okay. This is a brew pub.
Beer means nothing to me.
This is a brew pub. We love brew pubs. Out in Victoria. So you can stay at, you know, the lovely CP Empress Hotel, or if you have, you know, a little bit smaller budget, you could stay at the B&Bs. There's the Spinnaker's is a brew pub and B&B. Isn't that a great combination?
Yes, you get the two together.
Two together.
This is a Chad size bottle. Look at that.
And there's the Latchin, which is run by a couple of Montrealers, and there's actually a B&B on a boat in the water. So if you're really into water things.
Chad, that is about the right size, isn't it? Chad's not looking.
No.
He's talking about the beer
bottle. You get that whole maritime feeling. You get that whole maritime feeling by being at an inn that's really floating.
Iceberg bottled water. Look at that.
Yeah, that's terribly that Canadian. I hope
it's Canadian.
Iceberg. They have glacier water out there. Iceberg water.
Newfoundland. Yep. Hey, we're looking at getting some people special guests in from Newfoundland soon.
Yes, trying to tie down a date with Brian Tobin. So.
Yeah, we had Kim Campbell on last, what was it, August, Eden, that we had? Yeah, it was August. We had Kim Campbell talking about her new post in California, now not so new. So tell us anything more that you got there, Sandra.
Well, we took that seaplane, which was terrific. We were back on the mainland in, I think, 30 minutes, and it was a wonderful, smooth flight. I'm now addicted to seaplanes. but I want to talk about transportation in Vancouver. I have never been on so many vehicles in my life. You are a nut for transportation. In the few days I was there, I took a monorail. You know, that's their famous SkyTrain.
Yeah.
I took a sea bus, a seaplane, a submarine ride. There was kayaking downtown, a gondola up to Grouse Mountain, and, you know, trains, boats, you know, the ordinary ways, but there's so many ways. The ferries, I was on about three different ferries.
Holy cow.
It's like transportation heaven. There's a one-day ticket that's worth it, you know, always looking for the bargain. There's, for $6, you can get a city ticket for the SkyTrain, the bus, and the sea bus. Actually, that's part of their transportation system, and you can go anywhere all over the city, and I did.
What's a sea bus, like a water taxi, just a big one?
Yeah, it's a big one that goes from right downtown across to North Vancouver and West Vancouver.
Oh,
right,
that's
they have
cool.
These two ferries that cross across Burrard Inlet, and inside it's just like taking a bus.
If
and
you've ever seen Vancouver Harbor, if you've never seen it, go see it. I mean, we sat there at the West End Bayshore with Monica Hayes, looking across Vancouver Harbor. It is such a picturesque place. I mean, even my little average photograph that I took of it, it looks like a postcard.
Yeah, and you're right there on the edge of Stanley Park, where you can take a walk, and you know, you can spend five, 6 miles along the embankment. You can walk the entire perimeter.
There's a rainforest there. You can go for a walk. Yeah. There's kayaking downtown. It's really
downtown.
Yep.
Yeah, this little special Italian restaurant on Canby Road. I know we have some listeners from Brother International, a place where I know some people there. And, of course, you can ask Jimmy about that fancy Italian restaurant on Canby Road that ended up being on Robson downtown.
Yeah, no, there's a big difference in part of town there. And I know there's other stuff on Canby Road. Maybe that's what he was looking for.
I just want to tell you about first a couple of the high, you know, if you really want to splurge when you get there.
Yeah.
Well, Clinton went to the Rain Tree restaurant. So if it's good enough for Clinton, right? Like it's good enough for you. That's right in Gastown. That's one of their like their old Montreal of Vancouver.
I took Stephen to the old Spaghetti Warehouse there, and I told him it was his birthday.
I had Mong Chong fish with leek sauce, turkey soup with horseradish cream. Really nice stuff. But the real in spot is the Diva at the Met. Isn't that a great name for a restaurant?
Diva at the Met.
Diva at the Met. Yeah, it's a. Yeah. It's in the Metropolitan Hotel, and you said you were there.
Yeah, when it was a Delta Hotel.
Yeah, and it's still just as beautiful. That hotel, the maids don't knock at the door. There's a little doorbell. They discreetly ring your chimes.
They ring your chimes, baby. Ring my bell.
And the other one, the Fleury restaurant, you were talking earlier about the Sutton Place. This was in the Sutton Place restaurant. And the reason you have to go there for the Fleury restaurant, for one, but the Girard Lounge is Hollywood North.
Ooh.
So whenever there are famous stars or people, that's where they hang out. If you ever want to see people doing, well, the X-Files, not anymore.
Not
but
anymore,
all the,
I was about
all
to say
the movies that.
That
they do there. This is where they stay, and if you really want to act like a star when you stay there, I know what they order for breakfast. Are you ready?
Yeah.
They order a 3 egg white omelet with smoked salmon.
Okay.
So that's what you got to order for breakfast. But for supper, I had, listen, cappuccino of lobster and scallops. I mean, that's cappuccino going to the nth degree.
The nth degree,
that's
right.
That was down at Fleury. They also, do you travel with pets? You have a dog, I think, right?
Robbie, yes.
Yeah? Me. They have a VIP program at the Sutton Place. Do you ever hear about that one?
No. Bring Robbie.
You could actually bring your dog, and they have a turn down for the dog or the cat. You know, they put a little biscuit on there and a little treat. The cats get caviar popcorn. Grilled beef, grilled tuna.
Sounds like a
pet VIP. Massage if you need it.
Pet massage?
It's $95 a night if you're a very, very special pet.
My special pet. Good grief. It's almost as pampered as Seamus used to be at my
yes.
place.
Where you can really look after a dog yeah. or cat. Well,
but
the
I mean, there's also,
ones.
You know, these hotels are really first class, you know, high-end wow. estate, the Sutton Place, they move you around in their Jaguar. I mean, like,
oh, excuse me.
But, you know, there are also bargains in town, like the Choice Hotels you could stay for $89
sure.
a night. There's a beautiful new Y downtown, right in the heart of the city that you could stay at.
Mm-hmm.
Inexpensive meals, you can go to Chinatown. Did you eat the Noodle House there? Hans Wonton House?
I haven't eaten there.
$5 is about 100 soups to choose from.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. Shopping? You got my shopping stuff here?
Shopping? All the bargains. You cannot beat Sandra for a bargain, I gotta tell you.
For shopping in Vancouver, I mean, there's always the downtown. But they have an area called Yale Town, which is like very Soho. So that's where you go for, you
chocolate.
Know. Chocolate. No, not chocolate. You found chocolate at the bottom. I knew you were going to find the chocolate.
I'm a bottom feeder, you see.
Yeah.
Well, you're on bottom fishing, you see. Hey, we got to talk about pizza. Can you hold that thought?
Sure, we can.
Yes. Now, I definitely know they don't have chocolate pizza, so I guess put that pizza.
I know who has chocolate pizza, but it ain't Pizza Danini.
No, not Pizza Danini. I think you could probably find it somewhere. Pizza Danini, 383-6000. So many varieties of pizza, but it's more than just pizza. It's real great pizza and a whole lot more. Italian food, lasagna, submarines, chicken wings, a whole menu. Call one number, 383-6000, 31 locations in Greater Montreal, Pizza Danini.
And one more ode to Chad, a bit of a rock and roller girl sent this one in. Roll it.
You need Chad. Chad.
Way down inside, honey, you need
Chad.
I'm gonna give you my
Chad.
I'm gonna give you my
Chad.
Oh, oh, oh.
Chad. 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 Chad.
Uh-oh, this is your last Chad.
Chad.
AM600 Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
The 21st century has arrived in Quebec at Hair Raisers. And you're not going to believe your eyes. It's a revolution in tanning technology. And it's at 80 Donaghanie in Pointe-Claire. Hair Raisers introduces, straight from Europe's premier tanning salons, the amazing SunSport Sunbed. The SunSport Sunbed at Hair Raisers will give you a tan like you've never seen before in just 3 sessions. Then go back and use the SunSport Sunbed just once or twice a month. Believe it, the tan you get at Hair Raisers lasts 4 times longer than a conventional tan. The SunSport Sunbed meets all federal regulations, and it's the only high-speed UVA tanning bed in Quebec. Even if you've never been able to tan before, the SunSport Sunbed will give you unbelievable results. Guaranteed. See Hair Raisers in Pointe-Claire at 80 Donaghanie. For more information, call 426-5816. That's 426-5816. Hair Raisers, for all your beauty needs from head to toe. Both ladies and men welcome at Hair Raisers.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top 5 flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Appcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Appcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Appcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956 and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Appcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Appcor, 364-1890.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Working for the weekend. The only one working for the weekend is Prosper Bannon today, unfortunately. He's got to do an inventory of computers. Oh, fun on a Saturday morning. Welcome back to Travel World. It's Will and back as Stephen Pickford with Sandra Phillips and Eden Lestrando and, of course, Chad. Want a whole lot of Chad.
Too much Chad.
Too much Chad? Yeah. Well, anyway.
They're going to rename the show Chad. Yep, I did the town. I was mentioning Yale Town when we went off. This is like a commercial area that has been revitalized. So they've taken all the buildings and lofts and made them into cafes for coffee, of course, but also for shopping for household things and jewelry and edgy kind of fashions. And then I went to Metro Town. That's on the SkyTrain, and it's one of these huge shopping complexes, like, you know, every store in the world in one complex. But they did something there that I haven't seen anywhere else. Their bathrooms. I know I'd have to bring home something for you guys, right?
The bathroom, yes, something for us. Let's all inspect
they have
it together,
Sandra. A family bathroom there for when there's a mom with a nursing baby. There's a lounge chair that you nurse on. There's a separate stall, so if you have a young child and you want to take them in and you don't want to go in with all the ladies, you can go in there. There was a changing table with a wash basin and towels and dry wipes and everything. That was kind of nice, and I'd like to see more of that, you know, coming across this way.
Yeah. Right, that's at Metro Town. That's in Burnaby.
You're good at this. You've
well,
been around.
Be hey.
That's why you're in charge of this show.
That's the man. The man himself.
Of course, and the Rainforest Cafe is coming now. Have you ever been to one of those?
Yeah, in the Mall of America
that's
in Minneapolis.
Right.
Yes.
The Rainforest Cafe, for those of you who don't know about, is like one of these new ideas that they are...
It's a theme restaurant.
Theme restaurant, that's the word. And when you go in, every 20 minutes, it rains because you're in a rainforest. So the birds are chomping, squeaking, and the monkeys are yelling, and the whales are making noise, and there's fish and parrots, and you really, the guides that come in are safari costumes, and they're guides. They're not your waitress or anyway. It's kind of a fun thing, and that's
neat.
Coming there.
Nice concept.
Now, you've been to Granville Island, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. A lot of little shops and restaurants and that just to
wander
around.
Yeah, it's an island, and you walk around kind of from building to building, and all the artisans have set up shop there. And you could see I brought here a piece of the rock.
Oh, okay. A little piece of jewelry.
That wouldn't be Rock Hudson, no.
No. It's not.
I know a lot of people had a piece of that rock.
This is... it's a petrified snail. We're going to change the subject real fast. And it's a fossil, and it's made into a piece of jewelry. So it's very Vancouver, because mountains and fossils and all that kind of stuff.
All the natural look.
That's a really beautiful pendant.
All over there. So there's lots to do. Lots to do there.
Also, I'd out on the SkyTrain, as far at the end of the line into New Westminster, and at the end there's New Westminster, they have sort of a small shopping area, but sort of specializing more in foodstuffs and that, kind of a combination of a Marché de l'Ouest and the Faubourg St. Catherine.
Exactly, I went down there.
And you can, when you're eating at the, like some of the food court and that, you can sit outside on a terrace and actually right on the Fraser River and watch the log booms, and
That's where the paddle wheel was in the submarine down there. Wow. But you just remind me something, at the Granville Island, did you see the soup Nazi?
The soup Nazi.
You know the guy from Seinfeld
does
soup? Yeah. And this is, again, the only thing, the thing I've seen in Vancouver that I really haven't seen much across the U.S. or Canada is a stand in the market there that sells like 27 different kinds of soup. Everything you could ever want and all different breads to go with it. And that's a great concept that the soup Nazi does in New York. But he's been doing it for a long time. My dad used to eat there, and it's just like the show did. I mean, he's that rude.
Really?
They're not rude in Vancouver, though. They're very pleasant.
You know, my mother, I always thought she should put together a soup restaurant. If you've ever had one of my mother's soups, it's like one of the best soups you've ever eaten. The only thing is, she makes about 30 different flavors, and they all taste the same, but it's a delicious soup, Mom. It really is.
Oh, I love soup. I'll come over.
Soup is a good meal.
The other thing, the Granville Market did, the dried fruit stand, they dry cherries and they dry strawberries, and that's, again, you know, it's something I didn't see anywhere else.
Wow.
So, neat place, Vancouver. Ready to go back.
Stephen, just to retouch there on the Sutton Place Hotel, you were telling us it's more of a Mediterranean restaurant in there?
Right. The restaurant has changed its focus. It had been sort of a French-style restaurant when we ate there back in, you know, 1989, 1990, but they changed the focus to Mediterranean style. It's called Accents, and that's at the Sutton Place in Toronto.
Do they have feta cheese and tomatoes? I mean, it's not Mediterranean unless it's got feta cheese and tomatoes. And
I think as an appetizer, you can get feta cheese and tomatoes.
And Coca-Cola.
Yes. Oh, they serve Coca-Cola.
Speaking of the same man who inspired that, Sandra, when you were on the submarine, did you pretend you were on a train?
No, why should I?
Well, it's in honor of a gentleman who did.
Who took a train once via rail when they used to run the overnight train to Toronto. He took an overnight sleeper, and too bad that they had to discontinue because that used to be a nice train to take. It brought back the memories of rail heritage. And he stayed in a sleeper and
pretended he was in a submarine.
So
Actually, next year we're going to go cross country on VIA. It's
one
of my
dreams. Beautiful.
And
yeah.
I'm making the plans now, so I'll tell you how it works out. We're all going to sleep in the little thingies.
Bring videos and stuff like that. I know videos aren't great for the air, but it's good for us.
We'll watch it here and explain it to you.
We'll do a play-by-play and a commentary of some kind.
No, that's something I've always wanted to do, so I'll have to one day I'll get
in touch. Bring lots of video of the nighttime, too.
I always wanted, like, you know, the mixture of equipment. I took the overnight train when I went to Toronto, and there isn't all that much room to get around in a sleeper car, but they're very compact. You make a very good use of space, and they're very comfortable. I fell asleep, and I mean, I'd be falling asleep by the time they hit Point St. Charles Yard. You know,
you've heard of the Mile High Club on airlines, so.
This would be the
mile-long.
It would probably be the mile-long club.
or you know, the 4 foot 8-inch club, because isn't that the
meter
the gauge?
High club.
Yeah, 4 feet 8 inches, the gauge rail
the
gauge.
Track, yes.
There's a trick question. I put that on the sheet for you. You didn't ask me. Yeah. Where is mile zero of the Trans-Canada Highway?
Where is mile zero of the Trans-Canada Highway?
I just asked you.
Oh. I have no idea.
Actually, I thought the answer was Victoria because I went to see it at Victoria, but somebody else told me that in Newfoundland, it also says mile zero.
Yes, because we saw that, yes.
Yeah?
In Newfoundland, yes.
That's
mile zero.
That's a good one for the
trivia.
So
it's mile zero at each point, and so...
So the circle joins. It's an Einstein... nightmare,
you go from one end to the other end, and each place has its claim to fame that they're the beginning. Well, it's the beginning at one end and the end at the other.
You know, Hudson is strolling around here, and have you ever had a good pierogi, Sandra?
I love pierogi.
I know, Hudson, we're going to have to encourage him to make us a batch of those.
Do you know where they make Zatinsky's? You know them in the Point?
Oh, yes, out near the Charlevoix Metro Station, yes.
Yeah, and there's somebody that makes homemade pierogi for that store.
Oh.
Cheese and potato ones, and they're light and fluffy and wonderful.
My sister makes a killer pierogi. She studied food science at McGill, so she had all the experiments and stuff. Boy, did she ever come up with some awesome pierogies. Hudson, you gotta taste those. Are they ever good?
I was thinking, you're talking about food again, and we could go off.
Yes, lunch is approaching.
Food at the Diva. You were saying Diva.
Chocolate.
Diva. You can eat the chocolates. Go ahead.
No, I'm on a diet. I'm not going to eat this chocolate. I'm going to imagine eating the chocolate.
Yeah. I had for breakfast, this was probably one of my favorite breakfasts, and I'm not a breakfast person. It was Eggs Benedict made in a different way. It was alder smoked salmon with the poached eggs.
Have you ever had Eggs Benedict Arnold? comes back on you?
Oh, God. No. Grilled on a grilled pumpernickel bagel with dill hollandaise on a potato frittata. That was my ultimate.
That was your favorite breakfast?
That was my favorite breakfast of the whole trip. I love that one.
Well, here's the theme song again. It's been an hour already.
Just
it always
goes by so
flies
quickly.
Quickly when you're in the studio with us, Sandra. We're really happy to have had you in with us once again. Thanks for coming. Please come again soon.
Yes, and next week we'll be talking next Saturday about South Carolina with former Miss South Carolina Camille Bradford from WLXT-TV in Columbia, the state capital. So she'll be telling us about some of her favorite places touring around the state over the past dozen years or so.
And if we apologize enough to Chad, he might just phone us from Watkins Glen.
Something to look forward to.
Absolutely. So join us next week on Travel World. For all of us here, it's great to come back once again to Canada's greatest city, Montreal. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Sandra Phillips.
I'm Eve Matrondo.
And join us next week at 11 to noon for Travel World right here on AM 600 CIQC. News and Information Radio that's interactive.
Je veux revoir ce lac étrange entre le cristal et le verre.
This is AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's first radio station.
At 12 noon, 20 degrees in Montreal. I'm Hudson Foga with AM 600 News.